Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And today we have a very special topic because this episode is called Write Your Heart Out. And I think I have to kind of debrief you and bring you along the journey of what has been going on for the past years of my life. So I talked about this in one of my episodes before. I've kind of gone through a really tough time when it comes to my mental health. So I was struggling with depression and mainly anxiety, which is a fantastic combination. Not something that really gets on your nerves, literally. And it's so hard to kind of free yourself from the fear that you're feeling and to kind of separate yourself from it when you're in that moment. That's like what I was struggling with the most during that time. I'm feeling so much better, mainly, I think, because I'm on certain medications that I'm tapering down very slowly. And I have to say, a lot of people complain, rightly so, about SSRI withdrawal and tapering down your medications, your psych meds, and what that does to you and how you're basically dependent on them. And it's kind of true because I feel certain side effects when I don't take them on time, so to say. And that's a little bit distressing because you kind of understand how dependent your body and your nervous system is or has become on those drugs. I didn't really have to say they're drugs. I really like the English term because in English, you say drugs when you mean medications. If I keep saying drug one more time, I guess my podcast won't be played out to the right people, so I'm just gonna not say that anymore. So I was on these medications and I wasn't feeling as anxious anymore, and they definitely helped or still help me, but I'm kind of just thinking and realizing and researching a lot about this topic of a change in personality through those medications. And doctors say that that's not happening. It says in the like medication description thing that that doesn't happen. But from my internet research, there are people who have had the same experience as me, is that your personality kind of changes in that you react to situations in a different way, which is the purpose of these medications, is to kind of keep away the fear and reduce your anxiety and to make you feel less anxiety in the moment and have less thoughts rushing through your head. And that's good. But for me as a creative person, I'm realizing that I'm also less creative because I have less of that natural flow of different thoughts running through my head. So I am glad that I'm a designer, so I don't rely on creativity alone, because oftentimes there are certain methods that you can apply to your work in order to derive a pleasing aesthetic result without having to be extraordinarily creative. And that's not to say that designers aren't creative. That's absolutely not true, but it depends on the client, the project, the briefing, so on and so forth. And you can bring forth ideas and concepts that are not as new and groundbreaking and are still fulfilling the purpose. And that's kind of what I'm trying to say, is that that's oftentimes enough on a daily basis. So it's not like it's stopping me from doing my job or anything. Quite the opposite is the case. But there are just situations that I react to differently than I used to, and I feel less in general. So I'm a lot more calm and collected, but my range of feelings and emotions is kind of becoming less and less pronounced, so to say. So it's kind of interesting, but it's also one of the reasons I definitely want to get away from those medications. And that's exactly what I'm doing at the moment. And I'm coping really well. I'm so happy. And I just hope that through having taken them for years now, that there are just new neural pathways that have been created in my brain that are strong enough to prevail even after dropping the medication. So that would be fantastic. Otherwise, all of those chemicals haven't really had the impact that they should have had, which would be sad and kind of weird. And I don't want to be dependent on them forever. Hence the title of this episode and this episode's, I don't want to say prescription from me to you. No, it's more like a kind reminder and recommendation from my heart to yours, is really to sit down and write as much as you can. Write your heart out and don't do it with a particular purpose to sound extremely eloquent or poetic. No, just sit down and write down what you're feeling and what you're thinking and everything you've experienced that is lingering in your life and that feels heavy or that you haven't really had the chance to fully process yet. It's really about being non-judgmental and completely free in what you're doing and really just sitting down and writing. And that's so freeing and wonderful. And if you're brave and braver than me, you can take out a piece of paper, write everything down that's negative and that you don't like, and tear it apart afterwards, or set it on fire or something, or destroy it in a different way. I like to keep the things I write down in a notebook because I like the fact that I can go back and see how I've improved and developed over the course of time. But sometimes it's really helpful to just get everything out of your mind and then let go of it, and let go in a way that destroys these remains of experiences and thoughts and feelings that aren't serving you. So that's definitely a huge recommendation. I started writing when I was about 15, I think. And I mean like writing a diary and stuff like that. I'm really, really grateful that I did and that I can still look back at everything that I've experienced, or not like everything, but the things I chose to write down over the course of time. So in German we say, wer schreibt, der bleibt. So who writes stays. It doesn't sound so good if you translate it, but there's truth to it. And I really hope that this episode could inspire you to become a writer yourself. Or like a diarist. I just came up with that word. But I kind of think it's funny and it says what it has to say. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe. That would be super cool. And you can also recommend my podcast to someone you know who would profit from it. That would also be amazing. So yeah, I will catch you on Thursday. Bye.